from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The cover reads, drive to revive the resurgent Lions. Right team, right town, right time. Sports Illustrated with a badass cover, football preview 2024, and the Super Bowl pick. How we feeling? Because I've waited my entire life for this to be real life.
Ooh, all
for
30
this
years?
To not be. Well, that's a long time. We got people listening been waiting twice that.
I know, so, that's the point.
So, but I think it's a shared experience. So it's why when I saw that, I got excited. I think there are other people who got very in their own head. They got very nervous and jinxes, and they've ruined the season before it's even started. John, I embrace this. It's glorious. It's Goff. It's Sewell driving the car like he drives the team up front on the offensive line. St. Brown's chilling in the back. I love the attention. I've waited my whole life for them to be this good, and I know I'm not the only one.
No, and I think, I mean, obviously there's a lot of buzz around the Lions, even walking around here. We're talking last night at the cocktail party. Everybody's talking about the Detroit Lions and, you know, are they going to win the Super Bowl? And you know, there was some discussion about the Sewell injury and you know, everybody did get the news that, okay, it's a rolled ankle. It's not going to be that bad. But it's kind of one of those things in the back of your mind. You're looking at it going, okay, they knew that this cover was coming out. It did not come out until after Penei Sewell was, quote unquote, injured. But it's one of three now. And is there concern that there's a jinx, not on the team, but on those guys that are on the cover, because already 30% of those guys have had an injury scare? Are you worried that it's going to hit Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jared Goff, and maybe it's just, hey, it's not going to be that bad like it was for Sewell, or...
Tell me you don't
know.
Believe
it. Is there the jinx?
Tell me you don't believe it.
I don't believe it jinxes.
Okay.
So,
I was going to say, as someone who played, you know you are in control of what's going to happen on Sundays.
Well, you're not always
not
in control of injuries. I mean, you're never in control of injuries, really.
My point, though, is the team is either going to win or lose. The season's either going to be a Super Bowl season or it's not. And it's not going to be because Sports Illustrated put these three dudes on the cover and said, right team, right town, right time. All those things are true.
Those things are true.
So it's okay to talk about it.
I have no problem with that. I'm just telling you what a lot of other people will be concerned about is whether you're on the cover of a video game, you're on the cover of Sports Illustrated, it's a preseason prediction, they're going to be worried about the jinx. And I don't believe it. I don't buy, subscribe to it. I was more excited about the Ford Fairlane that they were sitting in.
I'm assuming 57?
It was a 57 because it's the last time they won the championship. And it's an absolutely beautiful vehicle. It's just been redone in 50. I'm not going to go down that road. But anyway, it was unbelievably beautiful. So I would love to just take a ride in that car, sit in it. It seemed like it was absolutely perfect.
Well, let's throw the number out because you had a reaction to this, right? You're driving into work today. You had a reaction to this cover and this story. Was it excitement, positivity? Was it kind of a groan? Oh, no, here's the jinx. And more importantly, we can take phone calls from people who are excited about the Lions, and we will. I want to know if you're someone who's on the outside right now, whether you consider yourself Lions free or not all the way bought in. As this city goes through a football renaissance, if you're on the outside, can you give me a football reason? Like not like the acronym and the history, like, because this team has cut through. Last year was a breakthrough season. Yep. Things are different. If you're on the outside, you're actually the person we want to hear from most today. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, I'm curious, is because it took a lot of people a little bit of time to come around to Jared Goff. And then he got the new contract. Oh, number two highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Now, since then, he's what, 6 or 7? He's really worked his way down the list of other quarterbacks getting their contracts. And so is there apprehension over Goff? Is there apprehension over the depth of a certain position? Is there just apprehension over history? Like, I do think there are a lot of people that are have been hurt for so long that they think last year that was their shining moment.
Or they feel like they're being set up.
Right, yeah, set up for an epic fall. And whether it's an injury to Goff or it's an injury to Sewell or you know insert any player's name, I think there are some people that have that apprehension. And I don't necessarily know that it's tied to history, but it certainly could be.
So you mentioned Goff may be a concern for people. I was one of those people, and those concerns have faded away for me. So I wonder if there are people who are even
more skeptic, more stubborn. More smarmy than you?
Yeah.
I can't imagine that.
I can't imagine that either. 248-539-9797. John, I said I had stats on Sports Illustrated Super Bowl picks.
Okay.
Understand that this is a tough exercise to pick the Super Bowl winner every year, right? You're going to be wrong a lot.
Correct.
I don't think this is indicative of a jinx, but I'll give you the numbers. Sports Illustrated has picked one Super Bowl winner correct since 2000.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So they're 1 of 23. So you're saying there's a chance.
It was the 04 Patriots.
They hit early on. It's been a while.
So, in other words, they're 20
due.
Years without
they're
picking
due.
It right.
It's like you with the chips in your pocket. Go out there. Let's go. You are due.
You lose 5 straight blackjack hands. You're due. The next one's going to win. Sports Illustrated has correctly predicted one of the two teams in the Super Bowl 5 other times. So they are 6-for-48 on picking teams to reach the Super Bowl since the year 2000.
Hey, we're here to break down barriers. The Lions are a team that is going to continue to break down barriers. So let's buck the odds, buck the trend, and I don't care what the numbers say.
I don't get the people who aren't embracing this, right? Because the alternative is your team's bad. The alternative is your team doesn't have expectations. And we've done that game.
Yeah.
We've lived in that universe for long enough. If you're going to be a city that says, why doesn't anybody respect us? Detroit versus everybody. We never get love. We never get our due. We're overlooked. And then someone says, I'm not going to overlook you. I'm going to put you on the freaking cover.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you all the credit in the world. I'm going to spotlight guys who've earned it. Dan Campbell is featured in that article in The Transformation. Do you want that story to be written? Because I want that story to be told. I don't know the people who are uncomfortable with this, because this is what we've – if you're a sports fan, this is what you wait for. You wait for your team to get to that pinnacle. I mean, we went through it with the Tigers a decade ago. We've gone through it with the Red Wings in the past and the Pistons in the past. These are the good days, right? These are the good old days, and sometimes you need to recognize them when they're happening. These are the good times.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that we can look back and say we were right. And obviously everybody wants to look back and say they were right, but that we were justified in our feelings of optimism, that we were justified in walking around with our chest puffed out. We're with the Detroit Lions, the all-black uniforms, the new helmet, the black tiger, like all of these things.
Black tiger? Black lion?
Black lion, yeah. The Tigers, we got a little work to do still on that. Although Spence Strokeson did have a home run yesterday. But it's we're looking back, hopefully, at the end of February, still hung over from the parade, the celebration, and it's just, you could see how obvious it looked. And we were calling out some of the obvious things versus how it went wrong.
You mentioned helmets. Did you see Doug and Gator yesterday?
I
shared
did.
This clip on Twitter. They had helmets brought to the studio, and they put them on right before they went back on the air. And Doug said they're snug.
Yeah.
So they started the segment wearing these helmets. Doug had the new one with the black lion on it, the blue helmet, that electric blue.
It looks sweet.
And Gator,
even on Doug.
Gator's face looked like it was squeezed in this helmet. I've never seen Gator without glasses. I didn't recognize him.
Yeah. It looks so cute, shoving that little face right in there. It's kind of sticking out real close to the face mask.
He said he felt like David Montgomery, and I think Doug humored him. He said, you look like David Montgomery. I go,
no, he didn't look anything like David Montgomery.
No, not like David Montgomery.
How did he say he felt like David Montgomery?
I don't know. He just He didn't describe it from what I saw.
Yeah, besides if you put it, go picture in picture, no.
You wouldn't go same dude? The same photo?
For so many reasons. Obvious one being?
Yes.
Different
yes.
race.
They are yes. different complexion, John.
Yes.
I don't think Gator has ever been confused for David Montgomery,
yes.
helmet or otherwise.
Yeah. Do you think that's the first time Doug Karsh has actually put a not the first time he put a helmet on. We know that.
Yeah, no.
But the first time he put a football helmet on?
I don't think Doug's been around football long enough, like a Michigan helmet at some point. You don't think he's ever had?
I don't know that he's ever.
Did he play football growing up? Like, okay, you just gave me a look. Never mind.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't
maybe
think
maybe like a, youth football.
I think he was a football player growing up, a soccer player.
Maybe he could use the blue helmet as his new bike helmet.
Well, there you go.
That would I have been after that for a long time. When I had my motorcycle, every once in a while I would do that and put my football helmet on and just ride down the street just to annoy my kids because it obviously looks stupid. But it's what you do to your kids.
All right, we'll get some of your thoughts on this cover business. The Lions being recognized as a Super Bowl pick, a Super Bowl winner with a badass cover. Is this a jinx? Does this make you uncomfortable, or are you excited for this? 248-539-9797-971.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.